Blog Talk Radio.
Get with this, get with this, get with this, cause you got no choice. Rappers sometimes you find make dough, but yo, you know they got no voice. Get him off the podium, he ain't no speaker, yes, he's just a phony, and look at his sneakers, played out, out of style, out of rhymes. He's out his mind, lost his way, lost his pay. I'm taking his props, so call the cops. You can call them, but I know them. Sweet MCs, I think are home. Cause they front so very hard. And big or small, I'll break them all. Ain't gotta say that I'm the best. My skills will show I passed the test. And when it comes to beats and rhymes, we come correctly every time. And stay tuned. Like the CNN, yes, I can take you there and then. The rest is up to you to choose. The bottom line is win or lose. Suckers, 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 don't be listening, so I can't be waiting on them. I ain't got no time to play to you. Look at the state of things and tell me true. In the city, any city, life's a paradox of good and evil. Many fall into the vicious cycle, living by the gun or by the rifle. They think they got a reason, they ain't really sure. The death toll rises more. It's trite, the way some live life. I love rap, I like the city. But for a fool, I have no pity. There's too much suffering, too much struggle, too much injustice, and don't it bug you. Enough for you to press on harder against the odds, the way our forefathers made a way. But foolishly, we go astray. Think about it. All to do is lay back smooth as my vocals complement the slow back groove. Just for you to blast around the way, play it nice and loud and hear me say, Gangstar is hitting 92 and on, showing how to make a dope rap song. Doing this while some disperse, then dissolve like specks of dirt. Our music pertains to those who remain down with the real, not one for the fame.
Up and Smoke Radio. I am turned up tonight, people. I am turned up tonight. I got my co-host with me. It's his show also. Let's be clear here. Let's get his music going on. I know he doesn't like it, but he never came up with a new song. Let's get it cracked. Player P, what's cracking?
It's crack-a-lackin'.
Brother. I know you got the natural energy, but I'm turned up tonight, brother.
I can't say I'm turned up, but I know you.
What's going on? I mean, I'm going to talk about some things you can relate to. I guarantee you can.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk about some personal shit tonight. I roll, and just what I expect from women. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
So therefore, this ain't nothing with you. And I said like this here. You can chime in any. You know, anytime you want to, but let's just get straight to the shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been having... I'm like you, my friend. You know what I'm saying? My friend Player P. I'm a single fella. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no girlfriend or anything like that. What I think that sometimes that women think that I'm lonely. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. They think they feel that?
I've never heard it, but this is what I think. You know what I'm saying? I think that certain women think that if you're single and you're not out there trying to get in a dating field, that you're, like, you're lonely. You know what I'm saying? But they could never just think that, hey, man, maybe this guy's picky and he's not going to settle for anything that he actually wants. Because, okay,
yeah.
Like this. Okay, let me throw it at you real quick. You've been older than me before I was older than me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you've been here before.
Okay.
Was there ever a time, now I'm talking to you as an elder, and you say, you know what, after a while you might point at somebody and say, that might be the one, but now that you're older and you say, you know what, hold on real quick, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You might be like,
That has happened to me.
Because you know what? You'd be like, I'm glad I never fuck with that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you find
because
out.
Because you
things.
Might, at one marker of time, you're living in the moment and you're saying, you know what, I like what this motherfucker do for me and all that shit. But at that time, now when you reflect back on it and say, you know what, nah, that motherfucker wasn't good for me.
Real talk. Yeah. I've seen that. Because you can tell if you're in a relationship and that person was really there in your corner for real. And after you come out and you're on the outside looking in, you see everything in a different way. You see what it really was. You know what I mean? You could be
especially
with somebody and stuff,
man. Especially as the year's going by. You know what I mean?
That's the test. That's the test. Anybody can be down with you in the beginning when everything's up. When everything's
not even
up,
that. It's like, say, no, I'm not, I want to talk to the audience out there. I'm not going through a breakup or anything like that. I'm just reflecting. Because I seen an ex-girlfriend that, you know, I used to go with, you know what I mean, back in the day, and I thought she was the one, and she was completely trash. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, man, at that one marker of time, I thought she was the one. But now I see her, and I'm like, I'm seeing how she moves, and see how she moves, and I'm like, I'm glad I kind of shook that out the way. I'm glad that me and her are friends. But my thing I'm glad that we're not in the space that we were back then to where I'm obligated to be her group, her man, because I don't like the way she's moving right now.
And
now,
I'll show you on
you
that.
Hold on, real quick. You can look at it two ways and say, well, if I wasn't wrong, maybe, you know what I mean, she wouldn't end up to be the way she is now. You understand what I'm saying? But at another note, it's like maybe that was already in her.
That's true too. That's true too. It could be, you know, because at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you don't see two. It's only one. So that's real talk, you know what I mean? Are you that type? That's how you can tell the integrity of a female. If she's single, but she ain't on the prowl. She just doing her. You know what I mean? Tell that she about real. Chicks that be out there and just be with that game, trying to get out there and get what she can get from a dude, whether it's in her pocket or whether it's in her pants. Either or, just to get, the sooner or later you get got. You know what I mean? And people don't even, you know, people don't check that out. People get in relationships, and then years later, they'd be wondering why they allowed it to get as far as they did. But now they ain't trying to do it. They ain't trying to do it. A relationship is work. I don't care what type of relationship, whether it's a family relationship or if it's a relationship with, you know, a significant other. Relationships are work. People don't like the work. They don't like the work. They don't. People don't like the work. They don't like to put the work in that it takes. Because after the fun is gone and the real comes in, now you got to use your mind. And a lot of people, that's work. I ain't sure I had to work. You know? That's why you got relationships right now that as soon as one of the other gets upset, they just bounce. Instead of saying, you know, you mean enough to me. We can agree to disagree. People don't even know how to agree to disagree anymore. I just heard about a couple somewhere in a white neighborhood, and the man died from stab wounds, and the wife was running out the house with a knife in her hand. She had a couple wounds.
Okay, I want to scale this back. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I said I want to scale this back to the original thought, because again, you're I would like to say an elder statesman, okay? And are you single?
Yes, sir. I've been single. I've been single longer than 10 years.
Okay, you don't have to get into all the details. You know, I've been single for 10 years, 5 days, 85 seconds, 3 hours,
no, nigga,
and 65 minutes.
It's not about that. It's about choices.
I'm gonna do that to me, right?
It's choices. You were saying.
Hold on. Have you ever got to a place where you were so single that where people thought you were desperate and they can take advantage of you, thinking that they can tame you with your vagina and just take straight advantage of you? Have you ever been in that situation?
Say that again. Well, the woman was using her feminine ways against
me. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm a single fella, okay? So a lot of women try to use their sexual shit to get over on me, like, you know, whether it be a shot or some dumb shit like that, or, you know what I mean, a shot of liquor, something crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, all the sisters I fuck with heavy, when I come through, it's just like, get them. No balling. You know what I'm saying? You know how people say no homo? No balling. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Like, do you ever have a girl to try to take advantage of you and try to think that you wanted her or some shit like that and they was just trying to just flat out fucking finesse you?
I have never gotten a situation like that, but I understand what you're saying. You know, I mean, I've seen it unfold.
I need you to carry the conversation, carry the show. I'm about to make a call real quick because I got to get my bros take on this.
I mean, I've seen it happen where, you know, females finesse to get what they want, you know, from somebody. Even so much sort of finesse the situation so it just be advantageous for them. You know what I mean? I'm using her ways to, whether it is to get a drink, you know, or to get a cat to pay a bill, you know, because that's how they rolling now, you know. But I'm not saying that to make that all sound bad, because on the real, don't even want to be with a dude that can't hold it down. And at the same token, holding it down for herself. If you can't hold it down for herself, you can't hold it down for her. But still, I'm not with the game plan. And I think a lot of people are getting to a point and stuff where the game plan is getting old. You know, especially when you get me at my age, they ain't even about no game plan. You might as well, you know, it's just about what to do. You know, we're grown, so we don't have to go through all that. But at the same token, I do know that there's a lot of there's a lot of that game plan going on.
Hey, Player P, man, hold on, Player P. We got a special guest on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a little big bro. We call him little smoke, you gotta call him Big Lonnie. We got Long Loke on the telephone. Make some noise.
What's good?
What's going on, family?
Yo.
I wanna get your hot take. I'm gonna give him the same hot take I gave him yesterday, Player P, because we didn't take it from a round table. You know what I'm saying? And I know my bro might be a little bit fired up. Have you ever heard of Jesse Lee Peterson, bro?
Not at all.
The what?
Okay. No, I'm talking to bro right now, P. Okay, now this guy is, I say he is a Tariq on the other side. How about that? But he has his own, radio station, like legitly. I think he has his own TV show on Fox News. I seen him debate on Fox News, but I want your hot take on this real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna go ahead and mute the mic. Hold on, real quick. P, I'm gonna mute you too because we did this. We're going to get bro's hot take, and maybe you'll come back and get it again because P kind of agreed with him, Loke. But here it goes right now. It's only 45 seconds of your time. Let's go.
No, I've often said that thank God for slavery because, you know, had not, then the blacks were here would have been stuck in Africa. And you see how bad Africa, everybody and mama trying to get out of Africa and come to America.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has a way of looking out for folks, and he made it possible by way of slavery to get black folks into this country.
That is the perfect sound.
But one of us in America.
Right,
proud of it. I thank God that he saw fit for me to get here. Never mind that, you know, we were sold. I mean, my ancestors way back way yonder when were sold by Arabs and blacks to white folks and got us here. The white man came and brought us to the greatest country in the world. The ride over was pretty tough. But, you know, it's like riding on a crowded airplane and when you're not in first class. It's a tough ride. But you're happy when you get to your destination. And so the ride was tough over here. The pain for freedom was tough, you know, because in life, if you want to gain something, you got to lose something. No pain, no gain. So it was a tough. The pain was tough, all for the sake of freedom. So I thank God that he got me here and to show my appreciation to the blacks who suffer as a result of coming here and the Arabs and blacks who sold us to the white man, the white man for going there and getting us and bringing us here. I want to say thanks.
Oh, you with us, bro? Hello? You with us? I need your hot take because Player P, Paul, kind of agreed with him. Am I right, P? Because you said, from what you said from yesterday's shows, that if, you know, we probably would have been over there in Africa suffering if we didn't go through slavery. But I want to get your hot take first, though, bro.
That's clear. For one, that's clearly a coon. I don't know that dude, but I mean, if you ask me, I think that's planned. You know, that's like the the black chick supporting Trump type. I think that's one of them things right there. You know, trying to get us hyped in charge.
And I'm gonna tell you something about Jesse Lee Peterson. You can tell, like, if you ever seen him in motion, you can tell, like he's kind of playing a role. Like, he doesn't believe, like, it's almost like.
I don't really believe the city.
Yeah, it's almost like he's trolling and shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's trolling. But once you put out that narrative, it's like, how can you ever believe that slavery was good?
He's clearly trolling. That's clearly a troll. I mean, on some real shit, like, me and you can obviously go in, but feeding into this is just totally stupid. Honestly,
well,
I'm not even going to really feed into that because that's some funny-ass shit right there.
This is
funny-ass shit, man. Because all we're going to do is start going in and we're going to stab somebody on the other line that was on his side. All we would do is we would clearly start by talk about how beautiful Africa is and how it really isn't
yeah.
the way it seems.
Yeah.
And then, what that's pointless, though. Like, we'll be beating a dead horse. So
well, Flair P had another perspective. Flair P, yesterday perspective.
Oh.
I need you to keep that same energy, bro.
I'm listening.
You're off me, P.
You still
hello?
Got it? You still got
yeah,
it?
You,
hello?
There you go. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
I said, you heard the clip. Remember, you kind of agreed with him yesterday. You said slavery was kind of good for African people because we wouldn't know what we know now because look at Africa now. That's the energy you had. Look at Africa now. And if we didn't get into slavery, we won't be who we would be, and the Africans won't be who they would be. Am I correct?
That wasn't my point. My point
okay.
is this.
Clear it up for us then, bro.
My point is this. God first. And God don't make no mistakes.
Oh, that's
we
what it was. Hold on. Let me talk real quick because I want to clear it up to the people. Your point was, because I asked you, was it God to put us through slavery?
So I can't finish my point.
All right, let him talk.
So you want to tell my point?
Okay, go ahead, brother.
All I'm saying is this. God don't make no mistakes. He allowed what happened because he has a greater plan. The black people of this earth are God's original people. We're God's people. Jesus was a black man. They crucified a black man. Being they did so, and the reason why you see us being all beat down like we are, is because in the end, we're going to be the number one race. And you see the uprising that's going on right now around the world. The black man is the original man. So the thing is, for slavery, I can't say it was a good thing, but I can't say it was in God's plan. Can nobody say it was a good thing because of the many deaths that were took? But it still was God's plan. That's just like the Holocaust. It still was God's plan. No matter how much, we want to sit around.
Okay, I got a question, Paul, real fair. All right, so.
Yeah.
Real fast, if you can hit me with this answer, real fast. Smoke, don't interrupt either, please, bro. All right.
My mic is shut off.
Okay, shut your mic off for 2 seconds. All right. The Holocaust with the Jews. What was God's plan with that?
I can't say what his plan was. I don't know the mind of God to the extent of
I mean, you just said it was God's plan. So what was the plan?
I just said, everything that takes place, even atrocities such as the Holocaust, are still part of God's plan. Now, I can't tell you where he is going with it, because I don't know the mind of God to that extent. But I do know that even that was part of God's plan. God knew Hitler was going to do what Hitler did before Hitler even did it.
Bro, you got to get closer to the mic.
What'd you say?
I'm talking to bro. Bro, you got to get closer to the mic. Bro, you're breaking up, and you got to get closer to your mic. Bro. Okay. There you go. You're sound better now. Get closer to your mic. Because you was breaking up. No, you sound like you was underwater for a second. Continue, bro. No, get back to where you was at.
They're obviously, if you're saying we're the dominant, we're the ultimate race, then what are you, you know, what would you reward the Jews for? What would you even go for on that for? You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, I'm taking from the.
No, bro, you're sounding crazy. We can't hear you. Bro, we can't hear you.
Hold on.
We can't hear you at all. We can't hear a word.
My bad. You hear me?
Yeah, we missed your whole build. Bad. Don't worry about it, I can always cut it. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it, because we're not live. Okay.
No, real fast.
Miss your
real
build.
Fast.
Now, you sound crisp. Wherever you're standing at, stay there, because that you sound crisp now.
All right. But yeah, I don't understand how you could say, you know, God's plan was to make the Jews suffer for a greater cause when you say we're the ultimate, we're the premium race. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're the ones who's supposed to come out on top, why would he treat the Jews the same way he treated them? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not making, it's contradicting. That's all I'm saying. So, and then you can't say you don't know God's plan, but he has a plan. I just don't know what it is. Because his plan may have, if you put it like that, then how you know God's plan is good for us? How you know, let's put it like this,
because
a white person would say,
God's plan is good for us.
A white person would say God's plan was to enslave us to make their race the dominant race. That's what a white person would say. So, like, you're contradicting. That's all I'm saying. So you got to explain a little bit better. You can't come with this I don't know stuff. You definitely got to bring your receipts. Definitely got to bring your receipts when you're going to, you know, throw statements on the table like that.
God says in his word that he don't say anything because God doesn't lie. God's not a liar. So in his word, he says that he does all things for the good of us all. If he does all things for the good of us all, that doesn't mean that today is going to have to be good. And if today's not good, that he's not looking out for my good. Because just because it's not happening just right at the moment don't mean it's not going to happen in the next minute. If it does happen in 24 hours, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. This is my logic. I was in a situation where I needed somebody. And the only people that put their hands out was those that knew him. And then even when, after those people even helped me, I still needed even further help. And I got that help. And it wasn't necessarily from the hand of people per se.
There were people that helped me.
Excuse me?
You're basically saying you think God helps you at the end. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, he did. And he always, even when I had my cancer and I didn't know what to do, some dude that I knew him, but I didn't know about him going through the same thing I was going through. That meant stuff that he was in my life at that time, that particular thing, because
Can I just get one more second? Real fast.
Paul, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid? Real fast. Can you answer this real fast? What did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid?
I didn't really have aspirations as to being any particular thing, dude, for real. I didn't.
Did you want to be successful?
I'm not going to lie to you. Huh?
Did you want to be successful as a child?
Success, to me, isn't always tied to money. You know what I mean? But,
I never said that.
I never said that.
What did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a child?
I just looked at having a family and just taking care of my family. I didn't look at anything any further than that, for real. I didn't.
Okay, a family and some kids, basically. A nice family. Okay.
Yeah, now, that's all I really wanted.
But not to get personal, and this is definitely just to build on a point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a family right now?
No. I mean, I have family, but I don't have my family. I don't have a family of my own.
Okay, you don't got the family you got now. All right.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been praying?
How long I've been what?
How long you been praying?
I didn't hear you.
How long have you been praying? How many years? Come on.
Praying?
I know you can answer that real fast. How many years have you been praying?
I didn't understand what you said.
How long have you been praying?
I pray
every day. I've been praying for years. I've been praying. You mean praying for a particular thing?
No.
I don't pray for having a family. Huh? All
right. This is basically what I'm about to ask you, okay? All right. Now, I don't pray at all. I don't pray at all, okay? I believe in a different way of life, and I don't believe in religion. I believe in a different way of life, okay? Now, you got me on this end right here.
Hold on, real quick. Can I just chime in real quick? Hold your point. Keep your point in your head. Hey, Player P. Mr. Lope Group is a Seventh-day Adventist. Okay?
Okay.
So if you know that doctrine, I would assume you would.
I have friends that are Seventh-day Adventists.
I believe that's what I'm saying. When I tell people you coming at a Christian, I'm not saying it's coming to the Seventh-day Adventist. I'm just saying, continue, bro. I'm just going to mute myself.
All right, so I haven't prayed. I don't pray, okay? Now, good and bad things happen in my life. I used to pray because that's just how I was raised, but I stopped praying. I stopped praying to like Jesus and all that stuff like that. All right, good things and bad things happen in my life, good and bad. Lose my job. Get a job. Lose my car, get a car. Family dies. You know, I go through the same thing everybody else goes through. Okay, I went through all that when I prayed. I stopped praying. I'm going through all that shit now. Nothing changed in my life. I actually start to realize that the things in my life happen either because it was just meant to happen. Like, I mean, it's just the way of life. Not meant to happen, but it's just the way of life. Like, some people get old and die, and I may have fucked up. That's why I lost my job. And, you know, basically what I'm saying is nothing in my life changed. Now, if I were to say the same thing to you and say, you know what, I just got a new car, okay? I just saved my money and bought a new car. I don't know. Let's just say I prayed the tree. Thank this tree I call Abdullah. Thank the tree Abdullah, okay? How would you feel about me coming at you and saying, you know, this tree that I prayed to for, I don't know, the last 10 years is the reason why I have this new car that I have and this nice house that I have? How would you feel about that?
How would I feel about that?
How would you feel about it?
I'd be like, I mean, you, that's your business for one, but at the same token, I wouldn't be praying to something that has no power to do a thing. It has no power. That object has no power to do a thing.
Okay. Can you prove that this object has no power to do a thing?
Can I prove it?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. I can prove it for the simple fact that it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
And it doesn't do anything.
Can you prove to me that this Bible that you were in this guy that you pray to affects your life in any way, shape, or form?
Not only me, but there's other witnesses that can tell you and show you that because of God, they've either been healed or they've had situations. I know people that have had money issues, but because of God, money just showed up. They didn't
okay,
know where it came from.
I have that same argument. I have that same argument. I praise a tree, which is against what I can praise this tree named Abdullah, that in your Bible that God does not agree with. I'm going against the religion of Christianity or whatever religion you believe in. I'm going against that. I receive money. I'm doing well in my life. Who's to thank for my success? Who's to thank for that? Are you going to thank the devil? Who's to thank for that?
I thank God for my success. I just thank God for the fact
okay,
that even when I wake up in the morning, because when I'm sleeping at night,
that's not what I
there
ask.
Ain't nobody protecting.
That's not what I ask. That's not what I ask.
What did you ask?
I'm successful. I'm doing well in life.
Okay.
I'm successful. So who should I thank for that? Clearly don't believe in God. I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe in a creator, but I don't believe in Jesus, and I don't believe the book that you bring up, you reference. So who's the blame for that? Who takes credit for that, for my success, when you're clearly doing what you think is the right thing, and let's just say I'm doing better than you. Why is it fair that, you know, how do you – you only got to tell me how old are you. I know you're 30.
What makes you say you're doing better than me? Why are you doing better than me?
No, I said, let's just say I'm doing better. I never said I am. I said, let's just say I'm doing better than you. You can run it back, smoke it, run it back. Let's just say I'm doing better than you. Why is it
how do
I? I'm using me as an example. Fuck it. Let's not use me if that makes you feel some type of way. Let's not use me at all. Let's use Jay-Z, okay? Let's just use Jay-Z, and let's just say Jay-Z is a Jehovah Witness. Why is Jay-Z gets to be successful, more successful than you? And you're up there putting in this hard work, and you're doing the right thing. You think you're doing the right thing. Why does Jay-Z get to live the stress-free life? He's wealthy. He has the family.
Paul, you better say the right answer right now, buddy.
Yeah, I tonight don't. I mean, what is this?
No,
put
no.
Paul on the
I'm gonna say
it
like this.
Let's talk about it.
Let me
out of time, and I got an appointment to get to in the morning. Y'all brothers have a blessed night. I'll be praying for all y'all. You ain't got to believe. But it don't matter, because when you come out,
that is trash, B.
That's what they do.
That is trash.
That's what they do.
The only thing I was trying to break down where you was coming from. That's all.
You didn't do nothing. You didn't have no partaking with my questions. We didn't rehearse this. You called me up while I'm playing PlayStation. I asked the guy a couple questions.
In his defense, he told me we can only go for a half hour, but once you put his feet to the fire, that was that. That was that. And he literally dunked. He literally dunked.
I'm not even no hardcore dude with this type of shit, Smoke. You know this. I'm not even a baby. I'm like an infant compared to.
Better
not go to one of these lectures. The easiest
answer would have been, listen, Satan had a talk with Jesus. And he said, I'll give you all the earthly riches. And he could have just been like, well, take your earthly riches. I'm good. I'm good in the spirit. That could have been his answer right there. Because
he doesn't know. He doesn't know anybody.
That could have been his answer. Like, because when Satan, or devil, whatever the fuck you want to call him, he took Jesus to the thing and said, hey, man, this whole shit could be yours. I'll give you this. Leave God the fuck alone. And Jesus shot him the fuck down and said, motherfuck the earthly riches, I live in the spirit. He could have body bagged you with that. Not would have body bagged you with that, but if he'd have came back with that, at least I'd have knew he knew his shit.
That's easy work.
But you know what? Those are those little nuances inside the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Those are the little nuances like, hold on. I already got my shit up before you even came on.